Now, he makes this statement that is so abused today, I think that a great many feel like you've got to make a public confession of faith. And that's not what he's saying here. And let's understand what he's saying. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Now will you look at that with me for just a moment? It does not mean to go forward in a public meeting in the church that I served. In 21 years I saw many people come forward. They were not saved. Great many people think that if you make a public confession, all Paul is saying here, and it's very important to see what he's saying, is this, that man needs to bring into agreement his confession and his life. Now the mouth and the heart should be in harmony. They'd be saying the same thing, because it's with the heart that you believe. And heart here, I think, means total personality, your entire being. But you see, there are people that say something with their mouth. They give lip service to God. But their heart, God says, the Lord Jesus says, their heart's far from me. Now, all he's saying here is this, that you be dead sure that when you make a public confession, if that's what you think it means, that your heart is right along with you, and that you're not just saying some idle words that mean nothing today. And there's a great deal of that. If there is confession without faith, it's due either to self-deception or to hypocrisy. And if there's faith without confession, it may be cowardice. It seems to me that Paul is saying here what James said. And he's saying James is accurate. Faith without works is dead. And if you're going to work your mouth, be sure you've got the faith in your heart, my friend. That's what he's saying here. And it means that the resurrection is the heart of the gospel. He was delivered for our offenses. He was raised for our justification. Now, verse 11, and we're here now, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And what he's saying here, they'll not need to make haste or not be confounded. It's the same word both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And what he's saying here, it's a by faith righteousness, and it's taught in other passages of the Old Testament, and this passage also shows the universal character of salvation. Because the important word here, after all, is this, whosoever believeth in him. Doesn't need to make haste, never be confounded. It's faith in Christ that's important.